why is this legendary Monday night event taking a break?
Well, I think that, you know, obviously a lot of us has played this stage, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, and we love playing the Mad Frog and we love Monday nights, but I think the fans kind of needed a change and a break, and I think the band needed a break, and we're going to give it a break and see what happens.
But isn't this the place people go, the night people from around the tri-state come to do salsa dancing and have fun like that?
I would love to say that it is the night, but it's not anymore. You know, it's for so long, the Mad Frog Monday nights were the thing to do because it really was the only thing to do. And in Cincinnati, you can go out and if you want to salsa dance, you can go out and dance salsa almost every night of the week. Granted, most of the nights of the week, there's not a live band. The Monday night is the only place in town for this long that has had to have a live band every Monday night or weekly.
Am I off base here? But you seem a little sad about it.
Well, I'm not sad. I think it's just a more of a nostalgic thing. You know, I've, you know, gone to the Mad Frog every Monday night as a musician and worked, and it's something that I'm proud of. I know that, you know, within Tropicoso, I'm the guy that's been there the longest, to put it that way. Obviously, other people in the band have been there nearly as long, but I take pride in the event because I really was there at the beginning and helped create the event. So I just look at it as more of a pride thing. Like I've, you know, I feel strongly that I'm proud of the event.
Is Tropicoso a still 9-member group?
Yeah.
There's a lot of amazing things about the group.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me a little bit about what, is it true that you guys got you were the best world group, the Entertainment Award? Tell me a little bit about some of the awards you've
received. We've received a couple of the Cincinnati Entertainment Awards for the best world beat band. And we're hoping, we got nominated again this year, and we're hoping we can win. This would be really great thing for the timing of this. The awards are on Sunday the 27th, and the last Monday is the 28th, so we're hoping that happens. We've also received a couple of awards from the old Cammy Awards with the Cincinnati Enquirer and things. We have a CD that's been out for a couple of years now, and I think, honestly, we're the only band that's been around this long in the Latin music scene, so, you know, I guess we're pretty established here in Cincinnati for sure.
So the thing is, like, it's the end of an era, kind of, but there's a new beginning. So when's it all happening? And
yeah, there is. So, you know, we're taking this break for Monday nights, and we're proud of this new Friday event we're going to kick off, which is the second Friday of every month, starting on March the 8th.
Is there enthusiasm for the new beginning?
I think so. You know, when I first found out that we were going to make this change, my first reaction was no. Let's not, because I want to hold on to it, you know?
Really?
Because, well, I mean, it's something that I'm proud of, and I don't want it to end, but I realize that it's kind of inevitable that...
Yeah, so it's kind of like your baby.
It kind of is in lots of ways. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, well, I keep hearing you say pride and embrace it, so I'm trusting you are going to embrace this.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Might take a little time.
Yeah, it might. I'll give it a go.
Okay. Nicholas Rodina, thanks so much for being with us at WNKU. We just love having you here.
Great. Thanks for having me, Sharon.
Nicholas and Tropicoso invite everyone to Mad Frog this Monday night for the end of an era, and back March 8th for the new beginning.